ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the set of The Tanya Joy Show. We are so happy to see you. As a reminder, please do me a favor. Hit the subscribe over here, the subscribe, the thumbs up, the bell, all of those things wherever you are watching or listening, because that helps our algorithms. And we want everyone to hear the good word of what God is doing and the days that we are in. And as always, if you don't know where you can find us, scan this little QR code and it's going to show you all of our links, all of the social media places, our website, which is tanyajoy.tv. We would love to have you come and check that website out. Subscribe over there. You're not going to be inundated with anything, but at least then we can keep in touch with you, which we love to do. And we love to thank all of you who follow us. So we have a great show for you today. As you know, we are so fortunate here at the Tanya Joy Show to have Manuel Johnson come and join us once a month and give us prophecy, prophecy fulfilled, things that God is doing, and just always words of encouragement. So stick around because he is here and we are going to bring you glory days, not gloomy days. We will be right back.
Okay, well, we weren't
shocked over again. So welcome back to the show.
You as well. I'm so excited to have you both on the show. And I know we had such good feedback and reception.
General Flynn, what an honor.
Joshua tracked me down in a big tent of about 4,000 people.
How are you?
I am doing so great. Hello, everybody. Thank God I am wonderfully great.
Hello.
Thank you very much.
Because what is prayer?
I'm just Julie. You know what I mean? And
I'm thrilled to be here with the two of you.
Me too. It's
like, and that's who these crazies, these evil ones.
It is. You said it right. Good job.
Perfect.
All right. The Gibson sisters. We are so excited to have them on with us on Resistance Chicks today.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It's time to rise. These people that get higher up. Sometimes I've thought,
well, these are glory days and not gloomy days.
Like, I love it.
You know, and it kind of works.
What's awesome about the tour is people like you.
Good.
I love the applause. That's cool.
There we go.
Thank you, Joy.
Everybody, welcome. We are so excited. Are you ready to get the show on the road? Let's go. Hi, everybody. Despite open borders, staggering grocery and gas prices, and all of the talk of war, there is a miraculous revolution of health taking place across America. And that's because your body is a miracle machine, fully capable of healing itself. That's why we're here today to help you and your body do miraculous things and regain your optimum health. So now is the time for you to learn about the Magic Dycol family of products, the NanoSoma liquid spray, the Metasomer topical gel, and the Metasomer telomerase natural skin cream. Join the revolution of wellness and take back your health by signing up for our free video series at iwantmyhealthback.com/Tanya Joy. Now you can watch our free video series and learn how to take your health back. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Tanya Joy. That is iwantmyhealthback.com/Tanya Joy. Imagine you can unleash the power of your own body to restore itself. When the Magic Dycol products trigger the nuclear receptors in your body to take care of you in ways you have never even imagined. So go log in now at iwantmyhealthback.com/Tanya Joy. All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's bring Manny on in. Hello, how are you today?
Well, I'm doing fine. Thank you, Tanya Joy. And come on, let's all say together, this is the day the Lord has made.
Amen.
We will rejoice and be glad to be in it.
Amen.
Come on, let's speak that declaration. Yes. Lord, I thank you for the glory days.
Hallelujah.
And not gloomy days. I'm serious.
I
love what the Lord is doing. And I'm going to tell you something. I believe it was also because I released certain prophecies on a lot of the live streams last month. Mm-hmm. And fulfillment is happening as we speak. That's why you have to be excited because God is working behind the scenes.
And it's happening
Love
really
it.
Fast, isn't it? It seems like these prophecies are coming out and then they're being fulfilled real fast in these.
That's called the acceleration prophecies. There are certain prophecies that we read it in the Bible where the Lord says, this will not be delayed. This will not be delayed. It's going to take place. And these are called acceleration prophecies, mm-hmm. you know, and certain things that are accelerating. Like you see the situation with Moses and in Egypt. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the plagues was not accelerated. They happened. But when you study the scriptures in the Hebrew content of it, Moses was actually in Egypt for 1 year with those 10 plagues. It didn't happen.
Yeah.
But the acceleration took place the minute they started to leave Egypt.
Yeah.
Once the blood was placed on the door, and it was acceleration from that point on. You can see an acceleration taking place. Interesting, when the blood is supplied, you get a certain acceleration. Now, that's a teaching for another day. But we're seeing the acceleration because I spoke it in February 9th on YouTube, Rumble, also the Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, all of that. And we're seeing it come to pass. So a lot of people saw that prophecy and heard that prophecy. And then, you know, they took it, and as the prophecy came to pass, many of them say, hey, it came to pass, and they put it on their own YouTube channel, which is fine. Glory to God, because it gets the word out.
Right.
But I like it to do this on these platforms, and so people can see that God is in control, not the media, not the Medianites, not who we think is in control. God is in control. And even though he gives us our free will, and when people don't understand, well, you know, we have a free will. That's true. Mm-hmm. But I always say, the word of God doesn't come back void. The word of God doesn't come back void.
Right.
The vessels are conditional.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it again. It's good. The vessels that are conditional, not the word of God. The word of God will not come back void. Jesus spoke that word in the Old and New Testament.
Yeah.
Because God can't speak something and then not bring it to pass.
Mm-hmm.
His word, he said, it says it in the book of Numbers. If I've not spoken, will it not come to pass? It can be delayed. Mm-hmm. It can be postponed because of repentance.
That's real good.
You can say, well, what happened to Nineveh? Jonah spoke to Nineveh for 3 days. You will be destroyed in 40 days. It was postponed. Read the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
That judgment didn't happen for about 100 years later, but it did happen. It was postponed because of repentance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The word that's spoken according to the word of God will accomplish what it was set out to do. But mercy and grace can be applied.
Mm-hmm.
And when mercy and grace is applied, it is postponed.
That's good.
Because of the prayers of the saints,
mm-hmm.
God, so you have to understand these things. When God calls a person to do something, that person has that free will because we're not robots. We serve him wholeheartedly, not hard-heartedly, a heart in heart. Glory to God. But I can say any day, I've been born again, Tanya, over 30 years. I can still forfeit what God has given me.
Yeah.
It will be given to someone else.
Mm.
When God gives you something, that's his divine will. If we do not want it, the word cannot be wasted.
Mm-hmm.
We see that in the book of Matthew when regarding the talents. One he gave three, one he gave two, one he gave one.
Yeah.
The two went out and bought and sold, increased his talents. The second one did the same thing. Third one sat on me.
Yeah. Buried him, right?
God called him a lazy, wicked servant. Mm-hmm. But that talent wasn't wasted. It was given to someone else.
Yeah.
The word of God cannot come back void. Woo! The one that was what faithful, it was increase. Most of us think our increase just happens. No. Increase comes from our faithfulness, and that increase comes from others that did not want to do it.
That's good.
Ooh, I'm going to go even deeper. God called 12 disciples. The Bible says that he called them all apostles. It's not your beginnings, it's how you end.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the 3 years, only 11 was called apostles and one was called a devil.
Yeah.
What did Peter say after the resurrection, after Jesus ascended to heaven and Pentecost hit? He said, we must replace it. The scripture says to what? Replace his office.
Yeah.
Because the word cannot come back void. And we know that Paul the Apostle took that position which Judas had.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because Judas was with Jesus for 3 years. The Bible says that Paul was out of sight for 3 years. Boom, boom, boom. Before God used Paul mightily, who was before Saul. Glory to God. The scriptures also said it was written for the babes to cry out for the Lord. When Jesus was coming in, the religious leader says, you hear what they're saying, they're shouting, they're crying, shut them up. The Lord says, what? If they would shut up, the rocks will cry out.
Right.
There's always someone to replace you if you don't want to do God's divine will.
That's so good.
Hallelujah. So people thought that classical music came first. They thought that rock music. No, it was actually rock music. It says the rocks were cry out.
I love that. Oh, I love that.
So anyway, I'm just saying this, saints. It's because God's word cannot and will not and shall not come back void. There's somebody, yes, the Bible said, but I'm getting real deep here. When they interviewed Katharine Kuhlman during her time in the 50s and 60s, they asked her, why you? They were saying, you're not anyone known. And she spoke to the reporter. She says, that's a good question. I asked the Lord the same thing. Why me, Lord?
Yeah.
And the Lord responded and said, my daughter, there was two other vessels that I called and they refused the calling.
Wow.
His word will never come back void. I'm going to drive it home. Same thing happened during the time of Esther. Mordecai said, it's such a time as this, God raised you up. You know what? Esther said, I can't go before the king. I have to be called. Mordecai replied, if you do not do this, God will raise up someone else.
Somebody else, that's right.
And your family will perish. That's the way it works, saints.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way it is.
Yeah.
He will not force you. He will lead you. Woo! But if you don't want to be led one way, the devil will come and you'll be led the other. Oh, you don't want that. That's why he says, my sheep hear my voice. He didn't tell you how to hear his voice because we have a personal relationship.
Yeah.
So never look at somebody else's the way they hear from God. Think, I got to have it like that. That's called covetousness. God has already orchestrated the way he wants you to hear him. Seriously. And I love that. If God is speaking once, he's speaking twice. He'll speak until you say yes.
Look at Jonah. I think about that with the eclipse coming up and, you know, all of the connection to Nineveh and all of these things. And look at Jonah. Jonah was scared. He didn't want to go. He went the other direction. And look what God did. God put him in a belly of a whale to get his attention. And yes. Give him another chance to say, I told you to do this. Now, are you going to do this or not? Because, you know, I've told you to do this. And look what's happened to you when you're running away.
That's right. And you have to understand, you know, at the end of the day, what happened, that fish threw up Jonah. And I said, why did he throw up Jonah? Well, he wasn't kosher. That's why.
That's so funny. I love it.
So anyway, you know, when disobedient Jews, they're not kosher. So exactly. That's just an interesting joke. But the scenario of it is, you and I are called. It's such a time as this. We want to hear those words at the end of the day, at the end of the year, at the end of the week, at the end of our assignment. Well done.
Well done.
Well done. So I'm encouraging you to stay in the race. I'm encouraging you to stay in the fight. With the Holy Ghost, you will fight a good fight. With the Holy Ghost, you will run a good race. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you see, it's important so you and I will hear from the Lord. Because God wants you to hear from him. Mm-hmm. Okay? He paid a big price. Okay? He paid a bloody price. Whoa! A debt he never owed. Right. And we owe a debt we could never pay. Remember that saying. Never forget Calvary. Seriously. Never forget Calvary. The enemy came in and tried to separate God from man, man from God. God had a divine plan. That's why I always say, when the enemy has a plot, God has a plan. Woo!
Always, yeah.
Every situation that you and I go through, mm-hmm. don't sit there and magnify what the enemy is doing. I've learned that. Never magnify it. You glorify what God's about to do. Woo!
And he's about to do something huge. I really feel it.
Listen, opposition brings opportunity. Mm-hmm. Understand that. Never magnify the opposition. Okay? Mm-hmm. But you glorify the opportunity that God has given you. He says, Lord, this is just an opportunity for God to show up and show out again in my life. Woo! So things will happen. And I learned where there's one well that's dry, another well will be flowing. Yeah. Always understand that.
That's good.
Many of us, we stop trying to beat a dead horse. It doesn't work that way. Don't beat a dead horse, mm-hmm. okay? Don't knock on a closed door. Mm. God, the Bible says, he opens the door He shuts the door. If we're pushing it open and trying to shut, that's us. Anything that is strategized by man cannot sustain itself. Mm-hmm. Woo! Seriously. When it's man-driven, it's only going to be temporary. But when it's God's driven, you better believe that ark is going to float and not sink. Woo! Yeah. It's very important. That's why you said, Lord, are you in this?
That's right.
Are you in this? And the Bible tells us to acknowledge him. Lean not to your own understanding. The things we see and hear, it's in our natural eyes, our natural ears. It allows us to lean to our own understanding. Mm-hmm. Believe me, it does. But you and I have to hear with our spiritual ears, see in our natural eyes. So we lean not to our own understanding and acknowledge him in all of our ways.
Yeah.
The Bible said that he would gladly, wholeheartedly direct our footsteps. Woo! This is so important. Believe me, when you're led by the Spirit, at the end of the day, there's peace. There's fulfillment being led by the Spirit. There's not fulfillment in the things of this world. It's only temporarily. You know, I have a candy bar. There's a sweet thing about it, but it's never going to give me the spiritual fulfillment that I need. I'll still will be spiritually hungry. You know, a candy bar cannot fulfill my spiritual needs. Woo! Glory to God. Yeah. And you want that fulfillment. My relationship with my wife cannot fulfill my spiritual needs. Yeah. That only comes through the Word of God. Mm-hmm. We need other things. God knows that. That's why the Lord said we cannot live by bread alone. He didn't say that we cannot live by bread. He said we cannot live by bread alone. Mm-hmm. So we do need the natural things for this body. But we need to live by every word that is spoken from the mouth of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Even in some, it doesn't matter whether you don't understand it, you need it. Woo!
Amen.
You need that word.
Yeah.
And well, how do you receive that fulfillment? How do you hear from God, Pastor Manny? I'm glad you've asked that question.
Yeah, that's good. That's real good.
The Bible, those that are hungry get it. Those that are the seekers, those that are the spiritual hunger, those are the ones. You don't get very much fulfillment when you're not hungry for God. And you, so that means you're only going through the motions, and millions of people, religious and Christians, going through the motions, thinking that I wanted to do my what? God is not a 24-hour fitness. You just make a little time for him, and that's all he gets. You know, God doesn't come to be on your side. That's why when people ask me about the political platform, you know, wait a minute. You know, what do you believe in? You know, the elephants or the donkey? I said, well, God created them both. Glory to God. So what are you trying to say? I said, God doesn't come to take sides. He comes to take over. Right. Glory to
that's
God.
Good. Yeah.
And that's what you have to understand these things, saints. God says, he never said when he saw you, I'm going to follow you. He says, follow me. That's what he says. Follow me. He doesn't come to take sides. That's what happened with Joshua and the city of Jericho. You know, he saw this angel with this sword driven, angel of the Lord. He says, are you for me or the enemy? He says, neither. Neither. Take off your shoes. You're on holy ground. I come to take over. When God shows up, he says, I'm here so that you will follow me. You follow me, you're going to what? Receive victory, and he will receive the glory.
Amen.
That's what the Lord is. But we saints, we got to go back to the cross. We got to go back to the cross. Okay? The hearing part, many times the Bible says that we have dull ears because we have allowed too much secular in there. And the ears become dull.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. One of the first things God wants to do is to anoint your spiritual hearing.
Amen.
Before he can actually do an internal deliverance, an internal makeover. What are you talking about? Go to the book of Acts. My God, I feel that anointing in the studio.
Yeah.
Go to the book of Acts. The scriptures makes it very clear. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all in one accord. And I'm not talking about everybody who was in a Honda. They were all in one accord. 20. I'm going to do a little Jesse Duplantis here. Glory to God. And the Bible said something above happened. They heard a rumbling, a thundering.
Mm.
What was the first thing that was anointed? Their hearing. Nobody else heard it but the people in the upper room. The first thing that was anointed was their hearing.
So good.
They said, they heard a sound from heaven. Woo! As they were praying, God first says, let me open your ears. What was the second thing? Then God said, let me open your eyes. They saw the fire. Whoa! Then the third thing, they saw the what? Impartation. It all came on them. And
wow.
Then when the impartation came, God said, now open your tongues. They started speaking in the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory. It was four.
So good.
Yes. That's
because
the thing God.
People do it the opposite. They start speaking
yes.
and you go, wait a minute. Did you even hear anything? Did you see him? Did anything happen first? And they forget and they start speaking it before they hear and see and have the impartation.
That Jesus said in his statement. My sheep hear my voice.
Yeah.
There has to be a hearing before there's a seeing. Whoa! my sheep hear my voice. The Bible makes it very clear in the Old Testament that Samuel, even though he was doing his religious, you know, things every day with Eli, God said, Samuel. But Samuel's ears, the Bible said Samuel had not yet known the Lord. So when he heard God's voice, he thought it was Eli. It sounded so much like Eli. Who was Eli? The high priest.
Yeah.
Who is Jesus? The high priest. Woo! He goes, Eli, you call me. Boy, go back to bed. It's 2 a.m. I didn't call you. God said it again. Samuel. Samuel gets up. Eli, what can I do for you? Call me. Go back to bed, you know. Third time. Samuel. Eli, he gets up. Eli, you called me. He says, uh-oh, this is not my voice.
Yeah.
This is his voice.
Mm-hmm.
He says, son, when it comes again, say, Lord, speak, Lord. Yeah. Your servant hears. Speak, Lord, your servant hears. He didn't see God. He had to learn to hear God first.
Oh,
ear has to be first before the seeing takes place. Everybody always wants to be entertained by their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
God says, no, you need to spiritually hear me first.
That's good.
That's the first thing that needs to be trained in the human body. I hope you're receiving this today. I hope you're receiving this.
Yeah.
Lord, teach me how to hear from you. Come on. Teach me how to hear from you.
Amen.
The first thing, in order to walk in the office of a prophet, you have to learn how to hear.
Yeah.
Hear his voice. You have to learn how to hear. It's not about everybody's always trying to see stuff. Well, I want to see you. I want to see this. I want to see that. Let me tell you something. You can see all kinds of things and still be stubborn. What are you talking about, Pastor? I'm so glad you asked. Hallelujah. Israel saw all kinds of miracles in Egypt. All kinds of plagues. They saw the Red Sea open up. They saw the manna in the morning. They saw the quail in the afternoon. They saw the fire by night and the cloud by day. It was all by their eyes. But the day the voice of the Lord came down Mount Sinai, they didn't see God. They heard him. They said, we don't want it. We don't want it. It's too much. You see, God wanted to open their ears. Whoa. He wanted to open their ears. Their eyes have already saw all kinds of miracles. It didn't work. You have to hear his voice. The word of God has to be imparted in you. My God. They said, no, no, Moses. No, 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 no. You hear him and you tell us what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think everything is done by sight. The Bible says we cannot live by sight, but by faith.
Mm-hmm.
Not by sight, because that will screw you up.
So good.
Woo! I hope you're receiving this today, saints.
Oh, it's so good.
Always, Lord, seek the Lord for the hearing. Seek him for the hearing. Brothers and sisters, Isaiah 50 tells you, verse 4, the sovereign Lord has given me a well-instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. Well, this is good. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear. Woo! I'm going to say it again. He awakens my ear to listen like one being instructed. Oh, the sovereign Lord has opened my ear. That's what it says in Isaiah 50. My God, saints, don't you love his word? Don't you love his word? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It doesn't get any better than this. A person that hears from God obeys him. God said he will speak to those he wants to.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you learn his voice. We're the sheep. He's the shepherd. You want to learn his voice. We've been hearing the voice of everybody, our family, our friends, our loved ones, strangers, the Midianites. We hear their voices all bombarding us. But what about his God's voice? The Bible says you have to. When you hear the voice of other things, it will distract you. It will take you off track. I've said this before. I'll say it again. Elijah did a wonderful thing on Mount Carmel. He called fire from heaven, consumed the offering. Already the false prophets were destroyed. Praise God. But all of a sudden, he heard from Jezebel. Jezebel sent him a text. This time tomorrow, you dead meat.
Yeah.
He was entertaining the voice of Jezebel.
That's right.
And the Bible said for over 40 days, he was out of place, scared. Oh, God, I'm the only prophet. And blah, 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 everything. But he had to get into a quiet place to renew his ears. Woo! He had to go into a cave way out in the wilderness to renew his spiritual ears. The Bible said the fire came, but God wasn't in that. The wind came, he wasn't in that. The earthquake came, he wasn't in that. He heard all these things. He said, oh, then he heard the small, still voice. He said, that's the Lord. He went out and put on his cloth and went out. And God got him alone. He says, Elijah, what are you doing here? I didn't tell you to come here. That's not my leading. And when he was hearing God's voice, he didn't see God, but he heard his voice. God put him back on the right track. Go back and anoint this person. Go back and anoint that person. And go back. And by the way, I have a remnant that will not bow. 7,000. He was what? Just like I read, instructed by hearing God's voice. He had to forget about the Jezebels. Forget about all the garbage. It says, you see, when you hear God's voice and you obey it, your eyes are back on the Lord. Then your spiritual sight comes together with your spiritual healing. Woo! So good.
So good. It's good.
I pray you are excited. God didn't give our ears just for natural hearing. He gave our ears for spiritual hearing.
Yeah.
Okay, God will tell you a thing that will change your life. All it takes is, do you know, all it takes is seconds hearing God's voice and the problem solved. Ooh! Seconds!
Yes.
Hearing God's voice and the problem is resolved. That's who he is. I love him. I love him. You never want your spiritual eyes become dull. As the Bible says, you have ears, but you don't hear. You have eyes, but you don't see. If you had ears to hear and eyes to see, I would heal you.
Yeah.
Ooh. My God, that's glorious. Never allow your ears and eyes to become dull of hearing and seeing what God is doing.
Yeah.
Never allow it. I'm his sheep. I must hear his voice. I'm his sheep.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when Christians say, I don't hear from God, I said, well, wait a minute. He says his sheep hear his voice.
Are you a sheep?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
It's a very good question.
He never said his.
I don't hear. Yes. Well, are you really his sheep? Because if you're a sheep.
You will hear his voice.
You will hear his voice. Yeah.
Now, I'm going to, you know, so let's just pray now. Father, that you will open my ears. I forgive me, Lord, if I'm allowing my ears to be dull. Lord, open my ears. Speak to me, Lord. Speak to me, Father. Speak to me. I don't want the rebellion ears to hear you and then run from you. I want to hear from you and draw near you. Glory to God. Israel ran from the voice of God. But we see that Moses drew to the voice of God.
Yeah.
And Lord, I draw me. To hear from you, draw me, continue to keep my ears and never let them grow dull. Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Wow.
That's I'm sure I played the prophecy clip here. So we have a part of the prophecy that I gave and the fulfillment. And we're going to have Tanya play that.
Yeah.
I'm excited about what the Lord's doing. She's going to remember this prophecy.
All right. Here comes everybody.
Well, we have some breaking news to get to. The Supreme Court has overturned the Colorado decision to remove former President Donald Trump from the 2024 ballot. The decision holds that only Congress can enforce the 14th Amendment's insurrection clause against federal candidates.
Five of the justices say only Congress can enforce the insurrection clause, and three say Colorado cannot do it alone, but say the majority went too far, attempting to, quote, insulate all alleged insurrectionists from future challenges to holding their federal office.
Yes, big decision. So 9-0 in the verdict that Trump can and should appear on the ballot. The Colorado went too far in taking him off on behalf of the entire nation. I assume this means similar efforts in Maine, and it just happened in Illinois, should be dead on arrival. This is a pretty clear, unanimous declaration that the people get to vote for Donald Trump if they want. Then, of course, the reasoning gets a little bit more specific than that, and there actually is disagreement on how far this decision should go if there were to be, in the future, people disqualified from ballots based on the insurrection clause. And so the justices do disagree on that, but they were unanimous that it was wrongly applied to Trump.
Yeah, the three liberal justices take the position that they don't need to touch on
issues that
are necessary to adjudicate this particular case. Okay. That there is.
Yeah, so praise God. That was good. It goes into more litigations, but it was prophesied. I actually should have, I wanted to send you the prophecy, and I'm trying to see if I have the prophecy here.
I remember the prophecy. I saw that. I saw it. So I'm in Illinois, and they tried this in Illinois, the same thing. We were told that he was not going to be on our ballot, and it was by a traffic court judge tried to make this. I mean, she wasn't even an actual Constitution, nothing. She's a traffic court judge. She tried to put it in place. Everybody started getting all nervous. I had people sending me messages. What do we do? What do we do? I said, you do nothing. This is not going to, you don't even think about it. This is not going to last. And, you know, our election day is today. Because of filming today, I went last night, yesterday, to make sure I voted. And he's right there on the ballot. It's all
that's
there.
Right.
No problems whatsoever.
This year, so next time I'm on, we'll show you the Bitcoin prophecy.
Yes.
Which has been going up. And And I said that Bitcoin would start to go up. And I also said that when you see the full prophecy, I said the first setback against the enemies of God will be the Supreme Court, the highest Supreme Court. And they made that announcement. It was the high Supreme Court, exactly what the prophecy said. And they would make that announcement between February of March of 2024. It was done March of 2024, exactly hearing God's voice, receiving that prophecy. So listen, you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong when God is speaking to you and I, when he is speaking to his prophets. You can't go wrong. And so listen, Tanya, thank you so much for having me on this program. I'm looking forward to next month.
You.
I'll be on a little longer next month, but I got a tight schedule today. But it's been an awesome pleasure.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Manny. It's always so good to see you. Thank you for joining us, and we will look forward to next month. God bless you.
That's right, because I got some new prophecies God gave me, and my God, get ready.
Good.
Woo!
Good. Thank you, y'all. Thank you so much for joining us. These are glory days, not gloomy days. Hallelujah. We will see you next time. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for joining us today. You know that we have Manny on the show every month. This month was a little shorter because he had some stuff going on in his schedule, and we always want to honor that. Everybody has a crazy schedule, but we will have him back next month and continue in this teaching, continue sharing what God is saying and the prophecies that he has said already that are being fulfilled. So thank you for joining us today. I want to remind you, please go and check out. I'm going to show you a video and you'll be able to get more information. Go over to iwantmyhealthback.com/Tanya Joy and check out this free video series. We are all being inundated with major health crises in all sorts of areas of life, whether it's from our food supply, our medicine, whatever it is. Maybe we've just had health issues most of our life. Well, do you know that there is a miraculous solution that has been found that you can try and you will see some amazing differences in your health? And I can say that because I have been using this now for over a month, and I am seeing the results of it. So go and find out how you can check out this free video series and learn more at iwantmyhealthback.com/Tanya Joy. Again, that is iwantmyhealthback.com/Tanya Joy. Do you want your health back? Most people would say yes. So go check that out. All, as always, come over to all of our places where you can find us on social media, follow so that you can see what's going on. Over at my website, you'll be able to see an event calendar now for where I'm going to be in case you ever want to join in at one of the live venues that I'm singing or speaking or performing. We would love to have you. As always, we have our new content Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 4:14 p.m. Central. And you can find us on blessnewsnetwork.tv or .com, I'm sorry, Rumble, Clout Hub, Facebook, Twitter, all of those wonderful places. Please drop a note. Let me know where you are watching from and that if this blessed you, and I believe it probably did today. So God bless you. And until next time, bye for now.
Transform your life.
Well, if it helps you invest in your health on a daily basis, the answer is
yes.
Consistency is key, and there's not a better, simpler way to begin your change.
That's why we offer a bunch of helpful bonuses when you subscribe to Kingdom Fuel.
Kingdom Fuel is our complete nutritional meal shake.
It's the simple start to a transformed life.
We'll auto ship every month so you don't run out.
You'll receive 2 free shaker cups, free access to our video courses, and a monthly call with us filled with practical inspiration.
Just see the link below or on your screen and subscribe today.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Beauty for Ashes with Tanya Joy. Please subscribe, hit the notification bell, and leave us a comment below. Lastly, if you've enjoyed today's podcast, share with those who came to mind. Be blessed, and remember, you were created for such a time as this.